A BC Securities Commission panel has issued an $18.4 million penalty against a person who used his Nanaimo-based cryptocurrency trading platform to defraud investors. David Smilly and his numbered company 1,081,627 BC Limited, operating as EasyBTC, were ordered by the commission to repay $10.4 million of ill-gotten gains and an $8 million administrative fine. Smilly was found to have taken upwards of $13 million worth of assets from his clients to use for personal expenses or to gamble online. EasyBTC was incorporated in 2016. According to the commission panel, Smilly first solicited people to deposit their Bitcoin and Ether cryptocurrency in his accounts, or crypto, wallets, via the EasyBTC website, in order to further trade the assets. Smilly offered what he described as a unique savings program that allows customers to safely earn a 9% commission annually with daily payments, although EasyBTC charged fees for deposits, withdrawals and trades, according to the panel's liability findings. Between 2016 and 2019, customers deposited over 2,300 bitcoins and over 600 ethers into their EasyBTC addresses on the platform. An investigation order was issued in 2019, following complaints to the commission. Four EasyBTC customers who had been defrauded testified at a commission hearing in April. A customer identified as JJ asked for a $73,000 withdrawal but was initially denied, in April 2017. When JJ tried to transfer his remaining Bitcoin, Smilly told him that the EasyBTC's website had been hacked and that approximately 484 of JJ's Bitcoin had been stolen. Smilly eventually wrote JJ a check for $73,000 in person, in Vancouver, in May 2021. However, JJ never recovered the 484 Bitcoins. Smilly made excuses about non-payments and threatened customers who complained publicly, the panel stated. Smilly ended up depositing much of the cryptocurrency into his personal accounts and online gambling sites. The daily balance of EasyBTC's Bitcoin and Ethereum wallets never exceeded 11 Bitcoins and 20 Ethers, respectively, the commission found. Smilly and EasyBTC fraudulently diverted their customers' crypto assets for their own purposes, the panel concluded. Their deceit was blatant and repeated, the panel said, adding that Smilly blatantly and repeatedly lied to customers as he authorized, permitted or acquiesced in the transfers of Bitcoin and Ether to his personal accounts and online gambling sites. It is obvious that Smilly ought to have known that transferring customers' assets to his personal accounts and to online gambling sites, instead of keeping them at EasyBTC in cold storage, could result in the loss of those assets and put the customer's pecuniary interest at risk. The panel issued its penalty based on the value of the unrecovered cryptocurrency in July 2019. The commission calculated 935 bitcoins and 159 ethers were then worth about $13 million, although by last April it was worth about $94 million. Since November, Bitcoin has risen in value about 30% compared to April. Smilly did not attend the hearings in person or by video conference, but he was represented by legal counsel Cody Reedman. "We have no evidence of Smilly's personal circumstances or his ability to pay," and Reedman's statement at the time of the hearing in April that Smilly was impecunious was not supported by any evidence, the panel stated. In addition to the fines, the panel permanently banned Smilly from participating in BC's investment market, except as an investor through a registered advisor. EasyBTC is permanently prohibited from trading its shares or engaging in any promotional activity, the commission said. The findings against Smilly are administrative and not civil nor criminal. The commission has the ability to recommend criminal charges to the BC Prosecution Service. It may also forward a file to the police. Glacier Media asked if it had done so. Section 11 of the BC Securities Act requires us to keep all information confidential unless our public duty requires us to disclose information like during public enforcement actions or legal proceedings. As a result, we are unable to confirm or deny whether we have forwarded this matter to IMET, Integrated Market Enforcement Team, or recommended criminal charges, spokesperson Elise Palmer said. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.